JibJones.net, May 2nd, 2018. Yamashira, The Bernheimers' Hollywood Estate, by Jib Jones. Postcard photograph of the Bernheimer Brothers' Japanese bungalow, Hollywood, California. Caption, The Bernheimer Residence, Yamashiro, circa 1918. The Bernheimer House in Hollywood was built as the private residence of confirmed bachelors Adolf and Eugene Bernheimer of New York. Their family was Jewish from Ulm, Germany. They arrived in the USA in the 1860s and 70s. Their grandfather, Adolf Bernheimer, died in 1894, leaving 2.5 million, hundreds of acres of land in Manhattan, and the family fabric business. By 1912, Eugene and Adolf were leading New York importers of Oriental goods. Together, they made 19 trips to China, Japan, Tibet, and the Philippines, did pawn shops, and purchased a wide variety of items. In Hollywood, they bought the historic hill next to the outpost from H.J. Whitley and started building their long-planned winter home, which would house their vast collection of Oriental art. A January 1914 Los Angeles Times newspaper article titled Borrowed from the East said that the, quote, Hollywood Hill Mansion was a striking object, Asiatic even to the teak in its walls, end quote, and that the 16-room main building was, quote, designed after the mansions of lordly Chinese mandarins, end quote. It went on to say, architecturally, the house is a modification only in the sense that its sanitary arrangements and household appointments are American and modern. In every other line of construction and detail of finish, it is entirely Chinese. By the time construction of the palatial home was finished in November 1914, the Times said the Bernheimer Villa was not Chinese, but a replica of all desirable in a Japanese dwelling place, and it crowns Hollywood Hill like Shogun's castle. During the construction, it was dubbed Yamashira by the public, after which the Bernheimers hung the cryptic name in Japanese letters on the front of the house. The Japanese villa was full of carved furniture and had a bedroom light that hung from the lips of an inverted athlete swinging on a trapeze, with the body in carved lacquer wearing a belt of jewelry that took a lifetime to make. There were four large embroideries of famous Japanese wrestlers that hung in a stairwell, and in the tea room, a chest from a Shinto temple and a Japanese nobleman's sedan chair. A very likely reason for the change from Chinese to Japanese was the start of World War I in July 1914. Americans of German descent had to show whose side they were on, and with Japan declaring war against Germany in August and China not taking sides, the full-page description in November of the Bernheimers' new home described everything on the property as Japanese, except the Scottish carpets. Women were not allowed in the house, and it was never opened to the public by the brothers, except for a couple of fundraising fetes in the 1920s held for the Committee for Foreign Relief for Children of Poland and Serbia. The Hollywood Villa was the Bernheimers' winter home and not a public estate or garden. Photograph, captioned Bernheimer Japanese Villa, circa 1920. Without explanation, but likely over concerns for their privacy and frequent hill fires, in the summer of 1924, the Bernheimers sold their Hollywood Japanese gardens to real estate man Joe Toplitsky and banker Marco Hellman. In 1925, William Clark Crittenden of San Francisco and Los Angeles bought the Bernheimer house from Toplitsky and Hellman for $1 million and spent another $1.5 million fixing it up to lease it to Frank Elliott and his movie friends, who formed the 400 Club. Crittenden added a ballroom, a theater, a lawn, a tea garden, a riding club, a swimming pool, and an outdoor restaurant and bungalows to the 12-acre property. The entire estate was thrown open to inspection, including the collection of Japanese art treasures in the various rooms. Japanese girls in costume of the Flowery Kingdom served guests while an orchestra, hidden in a wisteria off the patio, rendered the music. Although very popular with the upper echelon of movie stars and film companies for a few years, the club folded in 1929, long before the stock market crash. In 1933, and for the first time, the house was finally opened to the public as a Japanese garden when it was operated by the Hollywood Women's Jewish Club. Many charity events were held at Bernheimer Gardens after that. In 1944, the house and remaining contents were auctioned off. Many items were Oriental, but most were not part of the Bernheimer's collection, but were items purchased during the Crittenden remodeling in 1925 and the years as a public Japanese garden. Eugene had died at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco over Christmas 1924, after they had sold Hollywood. But brother Adolf purchased new land in the Palisades from Alfonso Bell, next to where today's Sunset Boulevard ends, and built the $1 million and much larger Bernheimer Estate in Oriental Gardens, which overlooked the Pacific Ocean and housed the best of the brothers' valuable Oriental art collection. In March 1944, Adolf died at his home on Sunset Boulevard. On the day his death was announced in the papers, his home and the second Bernheimer Gardens suffered a major landslide, blocking the Roosevelt Highway, today's PCH, and eventually forcing the estate to vacate and abandon the land, which they did after a final auction was held in 1951. Copyright 2008, Jib Jones. All rights reserved. JibJones.net.